It's a Thursday, and at this time, we check in with WGN-TV weather producer Bill Snyder. Bill, what a gorgeous day it is. Can we just have some more of this, please?
You know, Bill. No pressure here, right? I can just, you know, just put it into, plug it into our weather computer here and just segue for a few more of these. Yeah. Huh? What do you say?
I'm up for it.
You know, I'll tell you what, John, for some people, it was probably a little bit cool today because people like their summer weather warm. They like to be able to go down to the beach. They go down, you know, use their swimming pools and so forth. But actually, you'd be surprised, but today was our coolest day in 17 days. It interrupted a streak of 15 days in a row where we had at least the high temperature of 80 degrees or warmer, and several of those days were in the 90s. And what else is interesting, John, that I found was this was our coolest June 27th, is the coolest since June 10th, our coolest June 27th in 56 years. You got to go all the way back to 1968. So I found that very fascinating because, you know, a temperature that's 9 degrees below normal, our normal high is about 83 right now, so low to mid 80s.
Yeah.
And the fact that we hit 74, you know, made this the coolest in 56 years, that surprised me. It really did. And on that date, boy, you talk about a miserable day. On that date in 1968, John, it was a cloudy day with light showers and sprinkles, northeast winds off the lake. You know what our high was? 58.
What?
58 on June 27th. I think this population would be in an uproar if that happened today. You know?
They'd be blaming you.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
I know, right?
They'd be coming to the Channel 9 studios.
They would be lining
Bill.
Up.
We want Bill.
They'd be lined up outside, that's for sure. I think you're right, John. Yeah. It's just, but you know, it just goes to show you. Yeah, it's these records are fascinating to look at, and it's been a remarkably warm June too. Have you noticed? I'm sure than today.
Yeah.
And prior to to today's cooler weather, this ranks, John, as the fourth warmest June to date on record since records began in 1871. So that's interesting. It's a little over 4 degrees above normal. And the last time a June was warmer than this up to today, you got to go all the way back to 1971. So we've had a warm month, and this was kind of just a brief interruption in what's otherwise been a warm month. And the other interesting fact, John, too, is that this is going to be, even with what we have coming up the next few days as we wrap up the month on Sunday, this will become the 15th consecutive month in Chicago to post a temperature surplus, which is just remarkable, the fact that, you know, even some of those months were just fractions of a degree above normal. But this will be the 15th straight month in which the temperature, at the end of the month when you average all the highs, all the lows, it's posted a temperature surplus. So I find that very interesting as well. It's been an interesting trend. It certainly argues, you know, if just straight on persistence there, you would argue that this trend would continue into July. And that's currently what the what the folks at the Climate Prediction Center are forecasting right now, for us to be warmer than normal for the next month. So will be interesting to follow that.
You know, I talk to you every week, and the more I talk to you, the more I learn about things, especially the historical perspective of, you know, the various weather barometers, pun intended, that you use, the temperatures, when was the last time. And people talk about, you know, various scientific influences that some people believe in and some don't. But yet when you talk about it, these things, these temperatures and highs and lows, they seem to have repeated themselves like over a period of 100 years, regardless of anything else.
Exactly.
Why is that?
Well, I think, you know, John, we're in an era right now where we've seen, you know, the urbanization has grown. You know, we've the population, the building, and so forth. Mm-hmm. I think that may have been contributing to some of it, but we're in an era where the planet is warming, and so you're starting to see these type of weather situations become more frequent. You know, the warming episodes. And when you look at the bigger picture, not just here, but all across the country and the world, it seems like the warmer episodes in terms of breaking records on the warm side of things, that's happening more frequently than your cold records. And, you know, I don't know, you know, I can't give us necessarily a base for that, but these are just facts. These are facts. So regardless of, you know, your opinion on it one way or the other, these are numbers.
Yeah.
And, you know, for example, this morning, here's another one, John. Listen, you know, do you think that it's been kind of warm here? Phoenix had a low temperature, not a high temperature, but a low temperature this morning of 95 degrees.
My God.
That was the low. So 5 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, you're heading outside before sunrise, 95 degrees. That is the warmest low temperature that city has ever seen in the month of June. The previous record was 93 back in 1990. So, you know, it's interesting. You know, you see these records that are happening more frequently, you know, across the country.
Yeah.
And I feel that, you know, that the not that we don't get some cool days, because we certainly do. So I don't want to, you know, negate the fact that it's just going to be warm and above normal all the time. But because we do see our fair share of cool days, and we certainly will. For example, today, you know, we brought in a little bubble of high pressure out of Canada, turned the winds northeast off the lake, and boom, here we are. We had, you know, temperatures in the low 70s for most of us, and even in the upper 60s near the lake. So, you know, we still can get cool spells, but certainly the warm days, or warmer than what's typical, are outweighing the cooler ones.
So we've got a huge holiday, multi-day weekend coming up just around the corner. I know it's a little early, but what do you see in your, I was going to say crystal ball, but it's a lot more scientific than that, as far as going into the 4th of July?
Well, you know what, John? It looks like we do have some unsettled weather early next week. And I think, you know, first off, I'd like to say that we've got a pretty nice weekend coming up. There may be a lingering shower or thunderstorm that we contend with in the morning on Saturday, that, you know, part of a wave of showers that comes through tomorrow night. But by and large, I think the rest of the day on Saturday is going to turn out fairly nice and warm. It'll be warming into the mid to upper 80s. And then, you know, we've got the Pride Parade on Sunday. And, you know, there have been some years, you know, that's a very well-attended parade. I mean, nearly a million people seem to head out to that every year. And there have been some years where it's been sweltering and you've got people dropping due to heat exhaustion and so forth. Well, this year, it will be anything but that. Temperatures are going, we got another little high pressure coming in later Saturday night, Sunday. So temperatures on Sunday near the lake may be hard-pressed to get much above the low 70s. So it'll be very comfortable for anyone that attends the attends those festivities. But looking ahead towards the 4th of July, you know, we may have some thunderstorms in scattered fashion that we have to contend with on Tuesday. That could spill over into part of Wednesday. But at this point, John, I'm optimistic that we're going to see some nice weather for the 4th. It looks like mid to high 80s, only the slightest chance of a shower or thunderstorm. But, you know, we may be able to take that out of the forecast. Right now, we currently have about a 20 or 30% chance. But at this point, it's one of those situations where I would not cancel outdoor plans
no.
It looks like, you know, the majority of the hours and the majority of the area will see dry weather, which is great. Well-timed.
Well, so immediately repeat for me, if you will, like we got tonight, tomorrow, all of that. What do we got?
So tonight we got increasing clouds, no rain in the forecast, but temperatures should be a few degrees warmer than they were this morning. We had some areas this morning, John, that dropped down into the 50s. It was 56 at DeKalb, 58 at Deerfield, 57 West Chicago. Tomorrow we should, most of us should be in the 60s due to the, you know, the increase in cloud cover and our wind direction changing from the east to the south. So that should help warm us up. And then tomorrow we could see a spot shower or two during the day. We'll have mostly cloudy skies, but there will be some peaks of sun in there too. So I don't want to, you know, make it sound like it's going to be a totally dreary day. So there will be some peaks of sun, but a spotty shower possible. I think that the greatest coverage of any scattered showers and thunderstorms will hold off until tomorrow night and into the pre-dawn hours of Saturday morning. But tomorrow we should see temperatures warm back up to where they should be this time of the year. So despite the one-day cool down we had today, we should warm into the low to mid-80s tomorrow, and then you know, see the shower activity dissipate Saturday morning. You know, you might wake up to clouds and maybe an isolated shower, thunder shower on Saturday morning, but that should exit the area by midday. And I think that the rest of the day will be very delightful with temperatures back into the 80s, mid 80s, maybe even high 80s, and then we'll cool down a little bit on Sunday.
Very good.
But it'll be dry, so that's great.
I like that kind of news. Thank you so much. Talk to you next week.
You bet, John. Always a pleasure, my friend.